Hi, listeners. It's a pleasure having you there on another exciting episode of Talk with the Duke, a podcast where we discuss intriguing matters that surround us and happenings in the society. Today, we will be diving into a controversial topic, the school scam debate. We'll be uncovering controversies in education. And joining me to discuss this is Miss Empress. Miss Empress, how are you doing?
Hi, good evening.
I'm very, very impressed at the smile. In my opinion, school is a scam. What about yours?
School is not a scam, in my own opinion.
Okay, why would you say that?
Because I feel school is where we learn the basic necessary skills to survive.
Okay. Well, contrary to that, I feel like I would say school is a scam because there are so many factors that has made me come to this particular conclusion. And if we are looking at those factors, they will include, for example, cost of schooling. So let's say cost of education. I feel like comparing to the value you get at the end of the day, and this value includes opportunities to job, ensuring that you even get the necessary amenities even from the school, it does not equate or is not equal to the amount you are paying, especially in Nigeria. Cost of education is on the rise, and at the end of the day, where's the job when you get the certificate?
And I just think, looking at the cost, like you said, I still know that school is actually not scam, because those who drop out of school or did not go to school, they are closing doors of opportunities for themselves in the future.
People that went to school, how many opportunities are?
What would you say?
Looking at the unemployment rates in Nigeria.
You're looking for expertise or skills. Without the basic education level, opportunities can easily skip you by.
You mentioned skills now. A lot of graduates get employed. They get jobs from their skills they did not learn in school.
You would not forget.
You know, after schooling, a lot of us even went back to learn one or two skills to survive.
Yeah, but
we are not using our certificate today.
That there are certain opportunities you can never access without a higher educational certificate.
Like what?
Whether I need it or not, schools play a vital role in expertise of skills and all of that. Like, so if you think school is a scam, you have to think again, because you might be wrong.
How am I wrong? You've not justified any. You've not given me any point to tell me that.
Okay, well, school, your quality of life and your decision-making skills improves.
But I'm not earning from the quality of life is not determined by my schooling. Because, for example, taking me as a case study, I wanted to be an engineer, and I applied to the Federal University of Technology at Akure to be an engineer. And at the end of the day, I was given food science and technology, an area that I do not have interest in. I continued the education. I have my degree certificate, but I do not make a naira from food science and technology.
Because you haven't think to study more.
I should invest more in that aspect that the little I've invested in.
Yourself.
Come on, I make
opportunities for food science technologies everywhere. Think of the big companies.
Where are the jobs in that big companies? I make a lot of money now outside my curriculum, outside my school.
That schooling has given you opportunity to meet a lot of people.
Like, there's nobody that school I met in school.
Are you?
I only met friends. All of us are peers. All of us are peers now. We are all peers.
To me, school is not a scam, because school actually creates employment opportunities.
Looking at the rate the employment opportunity ratio. Come on. To be a skilled worker, you need what? You need to have skills. But these days, to also be a corporate worker, you need probably a degree. But where are the corporate jobs these days? Where are the corporate jobs in Nigeria?
We have corporate jobs, but
Empress, are you a corporate job worker?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. Have you finished schooling? So what I was saying,
I don't want to work yet.
You don't want to work yet.
Yes.
But you definitely earn money one way or the other.
Definitely I earn money, but you know I don't want to work yet, because it's easier to get a higher paying job when you have a higher educational certificate. Like now, when the company is calling for workers, and then a lot of people are submitting their CVs. They end up taking people with higher educational background. you can't just do degree and expect to get a job of 500,000 naira a month. It doesn't work that way. You have to invest more.
School is a scam. We are only just going to school for this certificate. I'm on this side of the argument, and I can tell you emphatically that I'm a master's student. But I still believe that school is a scam because I'm only going to that school for that. That is what a lot of people, most of us, are doing. It's just for that certificate, just to have in your profile. I don't think aside that.
After what you said, school helps you develop critical problem solving.
How many of our politicians went through these schools legitimately, and you are telling me school is like a scam?
I would still say one of the best benefits of schooling is that it helps you to develop logical problem solving skills, because the educational system will teach you how to.
That is the elementary
school. How to make independent decisions.
That is the elementary school. Look at our footballers earning in thousands, in hundreds of thousands of euros. Yeah, many of them do not pass through above elementary studies. Elementary studies. School. When we are talking about school in this case, I want us to cap it. Cap it to, in the secondary education.
School.
Okay, you want to come from the angle that school is. Okay, even from this elementary, if you want to add this elementary stage, how many skills have been acquired to you from that stage? Well, what's the skill at the learning?
How do you want to learn to communicate with, okay, others in other countries? Like now, they say English is a basic language. It's our primary language.
Official language.
Official language, yes. Nigeria. And you did not go to school. You grew up with parents that speak only your dad next to you. So tell me now, you do not have access to any educational system at all. How do you want to go out there and be able to communicate the skill that you have?
My grandmother did not go to school and she communicates with me in English. How did she learn it? Then we also learn.
One way or the other, she got schooled.
That is an informal form of education. And we are not saying that is a scam, because everybody, even when you are learning a skill, someone still has to teach you. But when we are talking about school in this case, we are talking about you going to the university,
okay,
applying for a degree or a diploma, and at the end of the day, you end up not using it, and you tell me school is no scam.
I still stand with the fact that school is no scam.
When I was in school, most of the people that are always on this side of argument that school is a scam are usually even the first class student. And you'll be surprised that, wow, this person is the first. And
school helps preserve knowledge and pass it down across generations.
But what do we use this knowledge for at the end of the day? Are they applicable to our world? Do we use it to make money? Our leaders, are they that screwed? How many of them have passed through the implementation of education?
Air force or inculcate knowledge transfer. Much of this knowledge from history and great minds would have been lost. Do you agree?
Empress, what do you use those history for? I studied food science and technology. I learned so much. A lot of calculations, a lot of engineering, a lot of biochemistry. Tell me what I use that to do now. You learning history, what do you use them to do?
I don't want to use it.
Yes,
you can. You said you're doing your master's, but why don't you finish your master's and dive into the wild opportunity of food sciences?
I can dive in now if there are opportunities like that.
There are opportunities like that. Go to companies, right? Companies like Nestle, like Bon Vita.
Those places you are mentioning are already filled up and jam-packed. And you know, let me tell you a fact. 50% of their workers are unskilled workers. They have casual workers that they employ, people that they just use to do these manual labors. And less than 25% are majored in Israel, because they also have other branches in this job. You know, they have rules for accountant, rules for bookkeeper, rules for transportation, and all of that. So even people that are actually major in that field are never up to 25% in the whole organization.
Okay, so if you are still trying to tell me that school is scam, then how would we be able to train skilled personnel like the professionals, the doctors, the nurses, the lawyers? If there is no school, how do we have them?
Before we started going to school to learn doctoring and nursing and all of that, we have midwives.
The old way of doing things is better than what we have now. The technology, the improvement.
People have been born.
Because human advancements. Technology help us advance. And without education, without schooling, there's no way we want to know these technologies. There's no way we want to.
When you thought how to press your phone,
what's good of technology?
When you thought that you use your phone,
not only about phone.
I'm just.
As far as DNA testing, as far as gene, as far as our agriculture, technology helps in a lot of things.
DNA testing has caused a lot of problems.
I feel it has opened our eyes to a wide variety of things that we do not know.
Miss Empress, school is a scam. You've not convinced me enough. Looking at Nigeria as a case study, our curriculum is not something that can accommodate everybody. It's not something that has sufficient information for us. You know, even go to some schools, they still have out. You are talking about technology. How many schools in Nigeria offer biotechnology as a course, looking at the practicalization of it? You know, schooling in Nigeria is scam. Any schooling abroad can be scam because it's expensive, especially if you're an international student. Very, very expensive.
International student. And I won't say school is a scam. School is not scam, but our government needs to elaborate and inculcate into our curriculum like new things. We don't have to keep going through the old curriculum. That's the only thing I can say is wrong with Nigeria's educational system.
Our school, there are a lot of things wrong with our education
system. And elaborating on the curriculum.
There's no practical in these schools.
Some schools that have practical, like University of Ibadan, they do a lot of practical stuff.
If you have to compare, I went to Futa. Don't tell me that do practical stuff. How many practical stuff do we
compare to? When I was doing my project as an exo student, yes. I did my practical myself. At least I can say I did my vitamin C myself. I did the whole process of
don't you think it's doing my that?
Chemicals.
That
is the basic. That is what I need
at
to know.
Edge.
That's what I need to know as a graduate, okay. As a BSc holder. I want to know more, then I have to further in my master's, streamline what I want to study and then go for it, then know more about it. So you can't tell me school is a scam. You can only say we need to expand and expand our curriculum. That is the only thing I can agree with you.
Do you know that
school is a scam?
School tests your memory than you. Intelligence.
Yes, it helps you. They help you develop your mental capacity.
But by testing your memory and not your intelligence.
Take it or leave it. Reading your memory, testing your memory and all of that. No matter how much you try.
And cram, and la cram, la pour, and they pass.
What do? That is not the educational system. That is the fault of the individual.
The fault of the educational system because it does not have the necessary capacity to test
it
beyond memory
of the individual.
No, the educational system is supposed to have a
school. It's choice
whereby
our child is not listening, and then she goes to do la cram la poire. You're telling me it's the fault of the educational system?
Yes, the system is supposed to have a way to checkmate that process, whereby
like a robotic thing,
not like a robotic thing.
You can
do it. You know, sometimes you have to like practicalize this thing.
Oh, this my Southie boy.
Razzie the body.
Dubai.
Razzie the body.
Yankee.
Dollar for the body.
Hello, more set a Pluto boy. In a Tesla key. Pulling up in a Tesla toy. No bitch boy. See, no go day. First day looking, no go play. Charlie Poppy, I walk on you. Too many I will fly your day. Said that you're if you're so. Another if you're day. Said that you're if you're. Another if you're day. Said that you're if you're so. Another if you're day. Said that you're if you're. Another if you're day. Said that you're if you're. Dodgy sell quest. Para de body. BTC de body. Money de body. All this Elomos quest, para de body, VTC de body, more.
It's the remix of the remix, you know the steez. Look on a beast, your back are like Tesla, I got the keys. I star, I smoke, I puff and pass. I loud, I choke, I juggle dozy, like reach, I clap. I better please no they doubt, he no be clout. My shake it, no they bounce. No go they show, no they proud. He don't know they bow. Only when I won't kiss you down, yeah, yeah. Bad girl, say she wanna fuck to the anthem.
God this hell of most quest. Para de body, ETC de body.
money dey body. All this hell almost burns. Para dey body.
Money to choke at them. One as a 12 people, nothing be my cartel.
Listeners, it's good to know you are still listening to this debate between myself and Miss Empress. Empress, you would agree with me that the essence of life is to live a comfortable life and to some extent achieve dreams and objectives, personal dreams and objectives. Now, outside education, we have a lot of people that have successfully achieved this, living a balanced life, and they're able to take care of themselves, their families, and meet certain goals and dreams that they have for themselves. So, necessarily, you can attain this balanced life without education, without investing your time, without investing.
You can attain a better life without education, but it does not still mean school is calm. In the long run, there's some job you cannot think of applying for without a certificate.
But if you are comfortable and you've achieved your set goals, why do you need those jobs?
If everybody decides that they don't want to go to school, then who is going to tend to the sick ones? Who is going to teach our younger generation? Who is going to do the whole architecture and all of that? Who is going to do all those professional courses if everybody decides that, okay, they want to be self-sufficient and they don't want to go to school?
Your argument still proves the fact that the only purpose for education is for job.
No,
that's not what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying. Opportunity of job is a how would I put it now? It's a point under education, because we can't overemphasize the importance of education in our community. We can't ever overemphasize it, because without education, a lot of things will be thrown into imbalance. Education balanced a lot of things around here.
Empress, you mentioned technology a while ago. Do you know that even technology has in some aspects even affected education. Technology in some aspects has affected education. People, students have more screen time, they also access to so many things that distract them from learning.
Technology came from education.
But now it's now having adverse effects on learning.
There's nothing that has an advantage that doesn't have a disadvantage. You should know that. So everything that has an advantage also have a disadvantage. Now saying education has an adverse effect on technology, or technology has an adverse effect on education, the two go hand in hand. That I will tell you, they go hand in hand. Yes?
Ebre's school is this calm.
Okay, you're saying you talked about people living a balanced life without education. So if you are living a balanced life without education, what is the essence of technology? Because most people that live a balanced life, they still pay a whooping amount technology companies.
Do you know that humans have lived a more non-technological life than a technological era? I'm talking about the Stone Age, the Iron Age, Bronze Age. Those periods have survived. Humans have survived a longer period in those days without education.
Look at telling about the Stone Age. How did you get access to those information you just passed out without education?
Well,
you can go to the library and read it up. No, don't tell me that.
So why? What?
Even if you could go to the library and read it up without education, without the educational system enforcing you to learn those stuffs, you wouldn't have want to read it.
Nobody forced me to know these stuffs.
If you did not go to school, how would you know it?
Okay, you are now saying that in school they forced you to get knowledge, even if you are not interested in it.
It's not like forcing you to get knowledge. It's like making you know the usefulness of getting that knowledge, because now you are using it in an argument against education.
Looking at
something you got from education, using an argument against education, now you are like shooting yourself in the leg.
How many people have gone to school and from their schooling become billionaires? How many people have gone to school and from their schooling can compete favorably with athletes, artists, and so many people that are doing very well?
But it has a part.
But it has a part.
Yes. And like I would always say, no matter what you say, education is scam. Education is not scam, because we still need all these professionals. We still need them.
But we can do without them.
We can do without them.
We can do without doctors. We have native doctors.
Oh, okay. In those ways, you have to do surgery, and then you want to go to native doctors.
Come on, these things would have advanced even without this civilization and this technology.
So you think everything would have advanced without technology?
Yes, without technology, they learned it gradually. Even with this education we are talking about, okay, who was the first teacher? Who taught the first teacher? Who taught the first teacher? Come on, answer me. Who taught the first doctor? They got to know these things without school. The first doctor did not go to any school from a doctor.
The first doctor learned.
From who? Who was the doctor that taught the doctor? Who was the teacher that taught the teacher? We would have, humans have this ability to develop over time, and our brain would have, from information, from things that happen, from experiences, we will keep developing that. People will keep passing this knowledge over and over without comparing
it to go extinction.
It won't go into extinction as knowledge has been passed.
Nobody is putting it down.
How would they put it down?
Because there's no educational system. There's no school to balance it up. School is, no matter what you're saying, school is balancing up everything. School is balancing, is giving us this balance that we all need, is skilled and the unskilled labor. It is something that is needed to balance life. So you telling me that education is calm. I really want to, like, I'm not really buying into that your idea. I'm not even convinced at all.
I'm sure I've convinced a lot of my listeners.
No, you think so?
Yes, I am.
What do you know from your listeners are doctors, lawyers, architects, and all of that? You think they're going to
make many of these doctors and lawyers, if they are being enlightened and see what is going on the social media, many of them would be like, oh, when I have children, I would just enroll that kid after probably elementary school into a particular sport.
A particular school. You just mentioned school. Take it or leave it, everybody needs a basic fundamental schooling. Even if it's elementary or whatever, everybody needs to go to school.
Listeners, well, I hope we've been able to get this discussion to a particular point. And from your own corner where you are listening to us now, you have your opinion. Yes. Is school really a scam?
School is not a scam.
Well, I want to hear that in the comment section. Mr. Press, it's been an exciting moment with you trying to iron this out. But I'm disappointed that you cannot come to a common ground with me.
I am so disappointed also that you cannot even level with me and agree that school is not a scam. Everybody needs to go to school.
Well, listeners, we've come to the end of this particular episode on Talk with the Duke. We hope it has been educating, informative, as well as engaging. Join us on another exciting episode.
Bye.